We've seen gas prices on something of a roller coaster. They've been down. Are they going to stay down? Are they going to go up? What's your crystal ball telling you now?
Well, you're absolutely right. It's pretty unusual, but we are seeing prices on the decline. Today in Baltimore, for instance, the average price is $3.63 a gallon. That's down a penny in the past week, but it's down 14 cents from a month ago, and the same is true for Maryland statewide. For the state, we have an average price at $3.66, and that's down 12 cents a gallon from a month ago. What's contributing to this appears to be that we've got a little bit more supply than we have demand. And we've seen this reflected in wholesale prices as well as retail prices. Wholesale gasoline prices right now are well below the prices that we saw just back on February 15th, when they were anywhere from 20 to 30 cents a gallon higher than where they are today. So that's good news, and it suggests that at least for the next week or so, I think we'll see almost no movement at all in prices, and if there is any, it'll just decline somewhat. But looking ahead, you know, as we get closer to May and to the peak summer driving season, that would suggest that as demand goes up, the price would climb with it. But there's no guarantee at this point that it's going to rise significantly.
I've read about a prediction of hitting $4 a gallon or more fairly soon. Is that something you would concur with?
No, we wouldn't agree with that. I can tell you that, you know, we had expected nationwide that prices would peak in April and that the national average, which is at $3.65 today, would be somewhere between $3.80 and $3.95. Certainly, if that were to happen, there could be any number of metropolitan markets across the country that could be well over $4. But we don't think we're going to see $4 very soon. And certainly in Baltimore, I don't think that's on the radar screen right now.
So, and as far as you can tell, we've hit the peak at least for a while into the warmer weather time.
Yes, it does appear that way, and that's a bit surprising to us. But it is reflecting some stability that we're seeing in wholesale gasoline prices. Part of that is also driven by the fact that crude oil has been trading in a pretty narrow range. You know, it's really been between $90 and $93 for the past several weeks. Today, it's right at $93. With the absence of any major geopolitical events that could spike those prices, we're in a good situation here. If prices plateau, I don't think too many consumers would mind it.